Maricopa County is dealing with the same overall challenges as the city of Phoenix is when it comes to a spike in cases and limited testing. To learn more, I'm joined by Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein of the county's Public Health Department. Dr. Sonnenschein, the percentage of tests coming back positive for COVID has been alarming. What is your take on the need for increased testing and the impact that will have?
Well, following that percent of tests that comes back positive is critical for public health because it tells us right now it's about 23% in Maricopa County. So one in four tests that are done comes back positive. And that means that we're probably not able to test all of the people that need to be tested. So that's why we're pushing so hard to work with all of our partners to expand testing. What we'd like to see is that percent positivity go down over time and the number of tests done in total going up. And right now, unfortunately, we're just seeing a percent positivity going up faster than we're seeing the number of tests done.
Dr. Birx made the comment this week during a press conference that, yes, Arizona's numbers, Maricopa County's numbers are alarming, but that there is a flattening occurring. When people are seeing 3,500 cases a day in the state, that's not like flattening to 800 cases a day, let's say, for example. Are you seeing that as a flattening, though, to some extent? And does that give you promise that maybe as we're seeing more people wearing masks, for example, we may in fact see the curve start to drop in the near future?
So the critical policy decision was when a mask requirement was made countywide in Maricopa County. That was on June 20th at midnight. And we know that it takes 14 days to see any effect in the numbers from a policy decision like that. And almost exactly at 14 days, we started to see our numbers per day drop from about 3,300 at its peak down to around 2,700 to 2,500 where it is right now. So that's been happening for a few days, but it's really too soon to officially call it a flattening. I need to see that for at least a week, stay stable at this level so we know that we are truly flattening. And then I think the big question is, will it continue to go down from there? Because we can't continue having 2,500 or 2,700 cases a day. We really need to see that go significantly down.
At what point would you want to see potentially more aggressive steps taken? I mean, is there a point after a certain date where you're going to say the policy helped, but it didn't help enough, we need to do more?
That's exactly what we are talking about here. How long do you give a policy to take effect before you push further? And we are working with our ASU colleagues to look at some modeling data specifically for Maricopa County so that we can make those decisions based on the best data that we have available, based on our own data here in Maricopa County rather than some international modeling data. And then make the best decision that we can. But of course, it's always difficult to predict the future. And we want to make sure that we continue to see a downward trend.
And Doctor, a key word obviously in public health is public. Do you have confidence that enough people are taking this seriously to the extent of social distancing, to the extent of keeping their mask on, even as they try to go about certain regular daily activities?
When I've been out, I have seen a lot more people wearing masks. I do want to emphasize that when people wear a mask, it's just critical that it covers both their mouth and their nose, and that if they touch their mask, make sure that they wash their hands right after. And of course, wearing a mask does not substitute for that 6 feet of distance. So people need to stay home as much as they can, go out when they need to, and wear a mask when they do. As long as people continue to do that, I am confident that mask use works. In fact, I just read an article that was done in about 15 cities and DC and showed that after they implemented a mask requirement, that reliably the case counts went down in all of those states and DC.
For you, is there a balancing act at this point? And what is the balance for you in terms of getting people to feel like they can go out into the world wearing a mask, but also not going too fast, whether it comes to reopening certain things? Do you have general thoughts on that?
Yes. I mean, this entire response has been a balancing act. And I think you've heard a lot of people saying that some things are done too soon and some things are done too late. And I think the answer is that we are constantly having to balance keeping things moving, keeping people's lives going, keeping people's jobs available, with making sure that people are safe and that they're not out and spreading disease. So I would say the overall balancing act is making sure that people can continue to go to work, put food on the table, and feed their families while not spreading disease with their daily activities. And that means that if you do go to work and you do have to be within 6 feet of others, you absolutely have to wear that mask, wear it correctly over your mouth and nose, and wash your hands, and that people need to stay home when they're sick.
Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein is Disease Control Division Medical Director for Maricopa County. Dr. Sonnenschein, thank you as always, and stay well.
All right. Thank you for having me.